Hey, good morning. Live here for the KGGF studios on this Monday. I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan, as we are also joined in studio by CCC's Yvonne Hull. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning to you.
Yes, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well, in observance of him and all of that, enjoying a holiday. With that, probably a good little reminder, campus is closed today.
Campus is closed, and I'm not really sure what the difference was this morning, but I didn't come blowing in here like at the last minute. I had the day off.
I was going to say, I mean, you had some extra moments, so well, good. We've got plenty to get to talk to about today. Campus is closed. That means, offices, basically everything like that. Just going to have to wait for tomorrow.
Yes, you're welcome to come and walk around our beautiful campus, though. We do
it's
have
a little
walking.
Cold.
It's a beautiful day. The wind is. That's all. It's a beautiful
that's
day.
All. That's all. You just need
and
a windbreaker.
Yeah. And you can walk around the square and count your laps, and you can get your miles in.
There you go. So exactly. Wait for it tomorrow as campus is closed. But man, what a weekend to be the winningest head coach. Happens to be wearing a Red Raven jersey and has for the last 24 years.
Absolutely. Congratulations to our very own Coach Jay Herkelman. You know, we've been doing the countdown, and we are super stoked that not only did he tie it, but he beat it, and who knows what that number is going to be for the end of the career, right?
I mean, yeah.
This is.
And I did a little bit of research. There's six other active coaches that are in the top 25 winningest head coaches in the entire NJCAA, and he needs to get to 694 to get to the top 25 there. But yeah. I really don't think that's a number that he's looking at right now. The winningest of all time is over 1,200 wins.
I saw that,
so
too.
He's got a mountain to climb. But
48-year career.
Yeah,
here
48
we go.
Year.
Here we go.
That was how long it took Gene Best to get to that 1,200 win mark as well. But yeah, national championship, I think, is what is on his minds right now, especially with the team he's got. So.
Oh, absolutely. Those guys they're impressive to watch. They're so fast. We have a new communications and graphics specialist, and she was working the game Saturday night. And she sat down beside me for a little bit, and she was like, wow, they are just quick. I was like, yeah, they really are. And they're just fun and explosive to watch. And when they get going.
Yeah, I mean, a team that can send five players out in the starting five and bench all five of those guys after 5 minutes and send another five guys and have the same amount of production, I've never seen anything like it. And then the ceremony after the win as well, I mean, it was an easy win for them at the end of the game at one point. They kind of just coasted to it, but what a great ceremony. I mean, and you guys awarded him, I believe, a watch as well, correct?
Well, it's coming. It is coming. You know, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to build because we are having a watch custom designed for him, recognizing this moment. And so, yeah, we weren't able to present it to him Saturday night officially, but we presented him a picture so he can see what's coming, and just a graphic just to let him know how appreciative we are of him and how super proud.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the community did a nice outreach as well. I was happy to see the general admission seats full behind us. The students came out. I mean,
yes.
There was the baseball, the volleyball, the women's basketball team, obviously, there, and then a lot of other students as well came along. So there was energy in the building, and what a great way to do it. Danny Marcuso did a good job on the mic. President
Always
Leichert
does.
Did a great job presenting the award as well. And those plaques, I believe one of those plaques will be in the hallway, and then Jay gets to hang on to one, correct?
That is correct. We had two made, one that he can take with him, and then one for the hall. And I, you know, President Mulley was hoping to be there, but she was feeling under the weather, and that's fine. We'd rather she not spread whatever it is she's feeling under the weather.
In a gym pack full of people, you know,
yes,
it's going to spread at some point in there. So, well, with that, congratulations again, Head Coach Jay Herkelman. Congratulations, Red Ravens. But yeah, eyes on the prize right now. Championship is definitely their next goal. With that, we've got a weekend of champions,
you know,
to look forward to as well.
We do. We are so blessed at our institution to have just a long history of champions. And every fall we have the Hall of Fame for football. And most recently we've added a Hall of Fame for the other sports as well. And that's in the spring. And this year we're calling it our weekend of champions. We are going to have over 30 national champions that will be inducted into our Hall of Fame. So that's going to be February the 2nd at 1 p.m. And the community is invited to come out and take part of that. There is a cost for that. But if you'd like more information, then you can contact Jana Kassler at 620-252-7360. Or you can email her at kassler.jana@coffeeville.edu. And I want to give you just a little lineup of who we have coming in. Mike Fulgham will be here. He's our 1960 National Track and Cross Country team, part of that team. Paul Henry from the 1962 National Basketball team. Of course, we are going to induct Elise Downing. She's our very own current volleyball coach, and she is a two-time national back-to-back champion with her team and coach. So, and then we've got Coach Dean Pryor, coach of track and cross country teams. We've got from that, we've got the 1960s National Track Championship team, the 1960 National Cross Country Championship team, the 1962 National Basketball Champion team, and then we've got the 2003 National Cheer Championship team as well that we are going to be inducting into our Hall of Fame during our Weekend of Champions on February 2nd.
That's cool. Yeah, it's, again, just a long history, storied school, and it's always good to look back and reflect and look at all of the great, you know, milestones that you have hit as a group, and then look forward to all the great ones that we could have, because I'll tell you what, the athletics at Coffeyville Community College, I don't think they have plateaued, gone down. It's continued to rise all through the years and years that it's been around, so very cool with this event. And then after that as well, I believe they've got a basketball game that you can attend, correct?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely. We would encourage folks to come on out and attend the basketball game, because after the Hall of Fame luncheon, which will be held that afternoon at 1, and again, the community is invited to participate in that. But at the game, during the halftime of the men's game, we will be introducing all of our champions during halftime and giving folks an opportunity to catch up with old friends.
Yeah, yeah. So. Got to love that. And as well for those alumni players and individuals and coaches as well, it's good to be welcomed back into the community if they've strayed away or if they've stayed here locally, whatever. You know, it's good to come back. And like I've said before, most community colleges are a stepping stone. This is a family. This is something, obviously, these people would like to be back. I mean, Mike Fulgham, a 1960s national track team, that's 50 right. years of being a Red Raven right,
right
there, 50-plus years. So, I mean,
absolutely.
That's dedication with that. So a cool weekend coming up. The first weekend of February, it looks like, correct? Yeah, February, Saturday, February 2nd there. But I believe you had mentioned you got something coming up this weekend too, right?
We do. We're pretty excited about this. This was the brainchild of our head dance coach, Jessie Wallace. And so she is having an alumni dance. And so halftime of the men's game this Saturday, we have several of our dance alumni will be coming back and performing during halftime. So we're pretty excited about that. The excitement on social media has been pretty fun to watch. All the dancers talking about coming back and performing and making sure that they have the routine. And so she's been sending it to them electronically so they can practice and be ready. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and we hope that folks will come out and, again, you know, catch up with some old friends.
So. Yeah, exactly. And, again, that whole family aspect of it as well. And then just that whole entertainment aspect as well as doing something with the game, because obviously you bring in high school students to do halftime performances as well, and then the dance team at CCC. But I always appreciated this year, like, dating back to the football games, there was always some game about it, you know, like
right.
donor awareness game or military appreciation game. And this is just another thing. There's always something at halftime to look forward to.
That's good.
Whether it's a, you know, a program, a weekend of champions, a nice dance routine by the local high schools, you know, there's always something local. There's always something that you can, you know, be entertained by, certainly. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. We also try to make sure that we are partnering with the community and in those that are around us, because we are very appreciative of those that support us. So any way we can give back, we want to do that.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and no doubt about I know, you know, a lot of those dancers or alumni or even, you know, groups and whoever gets to perform at halftime, whether they're not in high school or thinking about going to high school or moving on to the next step, you guarantee you CCC is on their mind if they got to perform at halftime.
Yes.
Or if they got to come out on the football field, you know, regardless of where their mind is at, it's like, oh, man, CCC. You know, I've already performed that at
exactly.
halftime. I've already been on that court, you know. It brings that familiarity and I'm sure brings and gravitates some kids back over to your guys' school. So always something going on with the athletics as well as just all throughout the campus. So that'll be cool. I remember, you know, you kind of talking about it when it first started and now it's coming to fruition and it'll be this weekend.
Yeah,
so,
this weekend.
That'll be exciting. So, yeah, so we
play. Because Wednesday we're in Independence.
Independence, that's right.
And that'll be a good game. And then this Saturday we'll play at home.
That's right. Cool. All right, so we got the alumni dance team coming back performing this Saturday. Tell me a little bit about this Painting 101.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that one of the things that we are consistently trying to do is find things for our community to be able to participate in and give back a little bit. And so one of the things we offer are community classes. They're just little short-term fun classes that folks can get involved in. Maybe you're wanting to try your hand at ceramics or painting or whatever. Well, this class happens to be a painting 101. It will be instructed by our very own Michael DeRosa. So if you are interested, those classes will be on Tuesday nights during the month of February from 6 to 8 p.m. And we are now taking enrollments for that. So if you are interested, then give Miss Jenny Phillips a call. There is a charge for that class as well, but it's minimal. And the number that you can call to reach Jenny is 620-251-7700, extension 2166.
So do we have like a designated skill level? Because this is something that it definitely, kind of interests me, but I'm not a good painter.
Okay, well, let me tell you, there is not a designated skill level. I took the last semester we offered ceramics. I had never done ceramics or worked with a potter's wheel or any of that. And Mr. DeRosa had me, I made a pot.
How about that?
It was nice even. It wasn't even a flop. So he can work with anyone without skill or talent and make them look like, you know, they are just master artists. So
well, I'll tell you what, that's
you
the
should
difference.
Give him a try.
That's the difference between a good instructor and a bad one right there. And a lot of things I've heard greatly is that carries down all through the staff of the Red Ravens as they give that extra effort towards their student. And then obviously this is extra effort just even towards citizens of the community.
That's
right.
There you go. There you go. And
it's
fun.
It is.
You know, there's no pressure. There's no grade. So it's just a fun thing to come out and try your hand at something new.
Well, that's relieving, so I'm not going to walk out of there with a D-minus, you know, a D-minus with an awful paint job, no doubt about. So, again, Yvonne Holin with us here this morning on this Monday from Coffeyville Community College. Yvonne, we got about a minute left. Any final notes that you wanted to get out for our listeners?
It's not too late to start thinking about fall enrollment.
Always good to get ahead.
It is always good to get ahead, or summer enrollment. So if you are in any way even thinking about taking classes, then please give us a call at Coffeyville Community College. We would love to sit down with you and help map out what it is for your future, or just take a couple of classes. Maybe you need to finish a degree.
Quick before we lose you here as well, I'm sure the financial aid desk is still kind of a mess right now with that shutdown. So I'm sure patience is probably all we're asking
patience would be greatly appreciated. Our business office has been working late hours, financial aid's been working so that we can keep everyone finalized and in the classes that they need to be in. But yes, a little bit of patience and we'll be as nice as we possibly can to try to get you through as quickly as we possibly can.
Again, that's CCC's Yvonne Hull. Well, Yvonne, thanks so much for joining us on a Monday. We'll speak with you in about a month or so.
Okay, thanks.
The Mighty 690 KGGF.